Hello, my name is Mary. I'm a fellow with Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey and I would like to ask you some questions. Are you registered to vote in Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you so much. A scientist says climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel, floods, storms, and wildfires are more severe. And in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you so much. A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
I would agree.
And would you say strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you, sir. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of the climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Would you support or oppose this bill?
I would support it.
Would you say strongly or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Thank you. A recent analysis found the equipment used to heat buildings such as furnaces and water heaters cause 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
I would support.
Thank you. I am going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of the climate change. After each, please indicate whether you will support or oppose the proposal. So let's start with protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. Would you support or oppose?
Support.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. The next one, installing air conditioning in buildings that need it. Would you support or oppose this?
I would strongly support that.
Thank you. Increasing access to public transportation. Would you support or oppose this?
I would strongly support that.
Thank you. Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorm, would you support or oppose this?
I would strongly support that.
Thank you. Providing immediate relief after a natural disaster, would you support or oppose this?
I would strongly support that.
Thank you. Expanding quality health care, would you support or oppose this?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Yes. Expanding quality health care. Would you support or oppose?
I would strongly support that.
Thank you so much. And what about improving electrical grid reliability? Would you support or oppose?
I would strongly support that.
Thank you, sir. How convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? The first one says, the communities who have contributed the least to the climate change and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investment in the infrastructure needed to protect all the Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing for you?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. This next says, climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. This is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing for you.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you, sir. Big oil and gas companies knew about the climate change in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate change to worsen. Now it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing for you?
Very convincing.
Thank you so much, sir. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
What are the choices?
If you enhance opinion, diminish opinion, or no impact in your opinion.
It would enhance my opinion.
Thank you so much. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, will this enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
It would enhance my opinion.
Thank you. And if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, will this enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion, or no impact?
Enhance my opinion.
Thank you so much. Would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland roads, bridges, electrical grids, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on to consumers? You will be supporting or opposing?
Supporting.
Okay, will you say strongly or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. We're almost there, so thank you so much for your time. If the 2024 election were held today, for who would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist you greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34? 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 and older.
35 to 49.
Thank you. With which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Independent.
Thank you. And what is your race? Would you say white, African American, or other?
White.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate your time helping me with these questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.